Everyone wants to be a winner, but somebody has to lose. But nobody should have to go through what Michael Porter went through. Here's reporter King Kaufman.
Takes the snap.
When he was at Jefferson Davis High School in Houston, Mike Porter was a pretty good football player.
He was good. He was a hard-nosed running back and get short yardage, good yardage. He could run inside or outside.
Chuck Arnold was a rookie head coach Porter's senior year, 1991. And when you're a new coach, it's nice to have a good player. The thing is, it's even nicer to have more than one.
We used him for everything. We put him at tailback.
That's assistant coach Gerald Garcia.
We put him at any place we needed him that week. We did the scouting, and whatever their strength was, we'd plug Michael in there. I mean, if they had a big-time receiver and all they threw was through it, Michael played corner that week.
There were two seniors, two juniors, and the rest were freshmen. So we took a beating that first year. I mean, we scored three touchdowns, and Mike had all of them. So it was a rough year.
Davis High, it's called Northside now, was 6 years into what would become the longest losing streak in high school football history, and there was no end in sight. The cumulative score that year? Other guys, 437. Davis, 22.
Man, you just wanted to win, man. I mean...
That's Mike Porter, the hard-nosed running back who played wherever they needed him to.
Goodness, you come back to class and some kid sitting in the class would make a joke about it and... I had to learn to ignore that.
When we first got here, we'd have kids that they wouldn't even wear their letter jackets because they would get ridiculed by the other students.
We passed out T-shirts with Jeff Davis football, and you'd see kids wear them inside out.
These are the players.
Yeah, that was the players.
How'd it get so bad? The school's in a working-class area just north of downtown Houston. For a long time, Davis was just like a lot of other big city high schools, in Texas and elsewhere. They played some football, they had some good years, they had some bad years. And then in the 70s, things started to go downhill. Budget cuts, poverty, white flight. By the early 90s, the facilities were dilapidated and most of the best players had found their way to other schools. Here's Coach Garcia again.
If you know football, you got to have an army, and we were running out there with 15, 16 kids trying to play 5A football.
The losing streak started in the middle of the 1985 season, and when Mike Porter made the team, it was in the 30s. By the end of his junior year, the Panthers had lost 54 straight. They were looking for a new head coach. It's hard to believe, but not a lot of people wanted that job. Chuck Arnold did.
You know, one of my goals was to be a head coach, and there weren't that many of them popping up, so, you know, I took the chance when I had it. I knew it was a one-time deal, either change the program or I'd never get another shot. It's that kind of deal.
For Mike Porter, it wasn't all bad.
You know, as a student and as an athlete, it was great for me. I mean, it was a life skill kid, and, you know, that's some form of special education. Every game, this kid would come up to me, like on Monday or Tuesday, and was like, good game, Mike. And man, it's like I tell you, seriously, he couldn't play. And I'm sure he wanted to. But I got the opportunity to play. So I wanted to play for him. Because win, lose, or draw, he was always like that. So, you know, that's what I did. But we didn't win. And it was tough.
After losing every high school game he ever appeared in, Porter played his college ball at Prairie View A&M, just outside of Houston, and the losing continued. In the aftermath of yet another tough day on the field, he got some news.
I was on a bus driving back to Houston. I believe we had lost to Alabama State. I don't know. The O-line coach, he got a newspaper, and he was like, hey, Porter, your school won.
After a record 80 straight losses, Davis had finally won. A 1918 squeaker over Wheatley. The win hadn't just made the front page of the Houston Chronicle. It was national news.
Man, I just felt really good. And I was like, oh, well, hell, we just lost. But, you know, I was just really happy.
No jealousy?
Well, almost immediately I thought, oh, man, they finna start looking at us more. And they're gonna find me.
Why'd they want to find him? Because it was 1993, and the Prairie View A&M Panthers hadn't won since 1989. Yeah, Prairie View A&M, also the Panthers. They were on their way to losing, you're going to think I'm making this up. 80 straight games. Exactly the same number as Davis High. It's an NCAA record by a lot. The second longest streak is 44.
How'd you stop looking at scoreboards that much? You know, we still hang out. We don't talk about it. We like to talk about, we say, you know what, we didn't win a game, but we kicked it like national champions.
Michael Porter's football career came to an end in 1996. His combined high school and college record as a player was 0-77. Back at Davis High, Chuck Arnold was looking for an assistant coach. He gave Porter a call.
He dealt with the adversity that we'd gone through there, and we were still going through it a little bit. So I knew he could handle it, where a lot of people avoid the losing stigma completely. It was hard to find good coaches.
Porter was the offensive coordinator for the Panthers in 2008 when they went undefeated in the regular season and they made it to the second round of the state playoffs. And when Chuck Arnold retired in 2013, Porter took over as head coach. The job was a little more attractive this time around. Maybe all that losing as a player taught him a little something about how to coach.
Well, it definitely shapes you. You learn more from losing than winning, of course. I mean, you build character, as they all say. Yeah, well, I've had enough character building. And Mike has, too.
Michael Porter did not have to wait 8 years or 80 games to get his first win as a head coach, but it didn't come easy. His Panthers lost their first five, and then they beat Austin 31-20.
I mean, I think I jumped up in the air about 5 feet or something. But it was wonderful feeling. We played a really good game. We win. Oh, it was awesome, man. It just felt like everybody was with me.
When I go talk to your kids and I say, what does Coach Porter say about the losing streak? What are they going to roll their eyes and say, oh, man, he talks about this all the time. Here's what he says. What is it?
Well, amazingly, we don't talk about it much. These kids weren't born.
You never hear any of him talking about himself.
Most of the time after practice, team meetings, in mid-game.
Jamichael Jordan's a junior defensive tackle, and Patrick Brown's a running back who graduated last year. Here's Patrick again.
Yeah, he mentions it, especially when we're down and we always, team always say, man, we stay losing and stuff like that. He said, I know, I've been through it. Just pick your head back up.
Back in my day, I played a part of the team that had the 80 some game losing streak, and I know what it was like. Just all kind of stuff like that.
Do you ever get tired of hearing about it?
No, sir, because it encouraged me. Like, I don't want to be like Coach Porter. I want to win.
And you guys told me that you make fun of him, not about the streak, just for being him.
He got these little phrases he says like, man, y'all know y'all talking about man. He talks funny, and we always just be laughing and stuff in the huddle.
The 2017 season just ended for the Northside Panthers, formerly Jefferson Davis High. It was a tough one, starting with Hurricane Harvey. The neighborhood escaped the worst of the damage, but it was still hit pretty hard. The football schedule got reduced from 10 games to 8, and the Panthers were young, and they battled injuries. But Porter says their enthusiasm never waned.
I just hadn't felt like I had a complete team. But, I mean, kids compete. They're proud to play. It ain't the old days where I'm hiding my shirt. You know, they go out and compete.
The Panthers got blown out several times on their way to a 2-6 record, but they've got a coach who knows how to deal with that sort of thing.
I don't know where I would be without that streak. I mean, it made me a stronger person. I genuinely believe that. You know, it's rough to have to go through that, but, you know, if you do, don't worry. They ain't gonna last forever. I don't feel like I'm still losing.
That's high school football coach Michael Porter speaking with reporter King Kaufman. A longer version of this story and other stories about losing appear on King's podcast, Can't Win for Losing. We'll have a link at onlyagame.org.